Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Give me a man, not a believer. He was an unbeliever. How did I meet him? I started cleaning his house, sweeping his house, mopping the entire 3-bedroom flat, and washing his cars. That was my uncle's neighbor, tenant. So that day, when he came out of the house, he just saw me cleaning his car. And he took so much interest in me. And that day, he gave me a token. I ran upstairs. So it's not every testimony that you have you will share. I ran upstairs and I shared the testimony with my uncle and the wife. I never knew the next day my cousin would be coming down to contest that service. My cousin was just a big boy. So let me leave that story. That man was so much strategic in my life to ever think I would be a graduate. Because as soon as I was doing all of those things, he just loved me. And when it was time for me to, he asked me. That's why before you meet the king, you must have a heart desire. Before you praise God, there must be something you are coming to God with. To say, Lord, I am coming to you with this thing to be resolved today. So I understood that because I read a lot of books then and not till now. So he didn't wait for me. I didn't have to tell him, okay, let me go and think about it. That time we just passed. I just told him, when he asked me, okay, what do you want to do? What are you doing? I said, Jam is taking time. I want to go to pre-degree. Simple. He said, when the time is ripe, let me know. And to cut the long story short, this man was there till I graduated and the Lord moved him out of my sight, just like the Spirit of the Lord took Philip to go and meet. So sometimes the people you meet in your journey of life might not be those that you will end as you are joining with God, but just stay with God because he connects you with divine strategic partners. To cut the long story short, I'm very prudent with my money. I spend a lot well. Thank God for my wife. She teaches me how to spend. I will say, I want to save this one. I will just keep it aside and I will move it. I have one account I can just quickly move. And now I'm keeping another account that cannot move. So I wanted to eat that day. I was hungry. My wife was in Lagos. The Spirit of God said, go to a particular restaurant in Benin. And I said, but God, we agreed that I should, curtail this spending. He said, just go. I've not seen this man since 2013. He works in Shell as a senior staff in Shell. And I got into that restaurant in Benin. And I bought my food. As I was about to eat, I saw him sitting down facing me. He's like, is it a spirit or something? We've been talking on phone, but most times we just disconnect. No, distance can make you are not just serious with this person anymore. I just saw him, and immediately I saw him, I tried to prostrate like this. But something just pushed me, I lied down flat. And everybody was looking at me in the restaurant. If a man can do, not in Yoruba culture, the man is from Igbo. If a Niger Delta man can do this for a fellow man, how much more when you see your God winning battles for you? And immediately he tapped me, we started talking, he told me he's in NMPC now as a consultant. I said, Oshie. And let me just cut the long, the rest is history. So most times when we come to God in the place of praise, or when we come to God in the place of worship, as the first preacher has rightly dealt on worship, we try as much as possible to remove ourselves and see ourselves as nothing. I told myself that day, if I can lay down flat for a man like this, then how much God, I will pull off my shirt. I will pull off everything for him to step on. Praise the Lord. Can we see Joshua chapter 6 and verse 1? I'll be sharing the message I titled, The Potent Power of Praise. The Potent Power of Praise. Now, wow, this title did not come until this morning. Because I wrote everything down with red biro. It was this morning with blue biro, the Lord gave me the title. So I had to just put it down. Praise the Lord. Now, NIV, Joshua chapter 6. It said, now the gates of Jericho. I'm reading from NIV version, Joshua chapter 6. Now the gates of Jericho was securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king, and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. It is a shoot. March and shoot with all the armed men. Underline that word, armed men, because those men were armed. It is a fight. It's a march around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. That's why most times when the word of God comes to us through God's word or through his servant, as 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 20 said, he said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophet, so shall you prosper. Most times when God's servant gives us a direction or a prophecy, you have faith in it. That's what you mean, believe. You just have faith and say, this thing, I will do it and it will materialize. Because of 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 20. Believe in the Lord your God. He didn't stop there. He said, believe in his prophet. Whatever hanging blessing that God's servant has spoken over your life, any of the pastors, the Lord will bring them down today. In the name of Jesus. He said, have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram. That's what Nathaniel Bassi is doing today. Because it has translated. Trumpets of ram's horn in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priest blowing trumpets. It sounds like we can just begin to fight. Why are we doing all of these shenanigans? He said, when you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpet, he said, have the old army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in. So most times, like I said, you may not just necessarily bother yourself praying. Because when the devil secures or find it a pleasure to take charge of your prayer life, what you just need to do, just remember what the Lord has done before. What a marvelous God. Psalm 103 and verse 1 to 5. If you read, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. Aye. You need to read scripture and enter the scripture. Sometimes when I read scripture, I behave like if I'm in Jerusalem. I just try and enter inside Jerusalem in the spirit and see the well. That's meditation. Forget not all his benefits. What has he done? Name them. Come, just begin to outline them one after. It will give you, you can just begin to praise God for one after the other. And before you know it, you are there 1 hour praising God. Praising God. Appreciating him. Oh God, I thank you. For where you brought me out from the miry clay and you put a new song in my mouth. I thank you. Even when I lost my spouse, you still showed up for me. I thank you. Even when things went down, you still took me up. You still elevated me. You still did just start to see. Forget not all his benefits. Sometimes we forget the benefits of 2018 and remember the things we didn't get last year. And we expect God to act mightily. It doesn't work that way. Psalm 22 and verse 3 says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praise of Israel. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praise of Israel. If you want to know where God lives, it's in praise. When you begin to praise God, you see God begin to manifest strategically in your matter. I'm not downplaying the place of praise, but the place of prayer. But most times when we have prayed enough, we need to now switch. And Christians often think that praising God is a difficult activity. Why? Because you don't know the reason to why to praise him. I started thanking that man from day one. I said, I thank you. For even giving me my school fees then was 40,000 for pre-degree. I say, for even giving me 15,000 then. Because my uncle said, what is 15,000 going to do now? You need extra 25,000. And I told him, God will do it. And before the school resumed, they said, go on, one kind strike. And before that strike, we could resume the strike. Governor Odili just gave all the male children in that village 100,000. The rest is history. I told him, God will do it. So I started thanking this man for every step. And I could see spiritually that his head was just swelling. Speak out for, you know. So how much more? Because when I keep thanking him, I see he was very happy. Because I know what I am trusting God for again in my life. And I'm thanking a fellow man. I saw he was very happy. He gave me one other number. He gave me another number. He said he has a project in Awka. Awka is Anambra State, where I have been deployed to. I've been deployed now to Abia State. He said he has a project in Awka. And I said, okay, we can also start this and this and this. My God. That's what praise can do when you are praising him. Imagine when you are praising the king. The king can just stand up. You know Yoruba praise. He can just stand up and that thing he didn't want to do for you, he will just stretch forth his hand. So if you can praise a fellow man that way, and you see him begin to act speedily, how much more? God said we are created in his image and likeness. God operates and manifests himself in the midst of praise of his people. Now, every time we praise God, we see God manifest in our midst mightily. Mightily. Psalm 114 and verse 1 to 7. KJV, Psalm 114 and verse 1 to 7. He said, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. Verse 2 says, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. Judah means praise. I know the... Judah means praise. He said, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. Now in verse 3, this is where I love so much. He said, the sea saw it and fled. The sea saw it and scampered. There are some things that are holding you down. They've held your fathers down. Your forefathers down. They will see you praising God. And they will give way naturally. The way the Red Sea parted. They can't stop you because they are seeing that your life is full of praising God. Even if you have not received what you anticipate yet in 2024. He said the sea saw it and fled. I like that word, scamper. Because when we see senior boys, then when in boarding school, we will scamper for our life. Because if they see you, they'll say, go and fetch water, go and wash this, go and wash that. We'll scamper. He said, Jordan was driven back. The mountains skip like ram. Oh my God. Obstacles will begin to clear when you pray God with, when you praise God with understanding. Obstacles. There is no man born on earth that does not have obstacles, especially when you are a believer. Obstacles is like your life partner. You begin to, because after leaving this one, another one shows up. After you succeed from this one, a man of God said, after a successful conference or after a successful meeting, Satan will just show up. And you'll be wondering, oh God, you manifest greatly in this conference. How come all of this is happening? He said, the mountains keep like ram and the little hills like lambs. In verse 5, Psalm 114. He said, what ailed thee? O thou sea that thou fleddest. What did you see? That thou Jordan that thou art driven back. They saw the Lord. Ye mountain that ye skip like rams and ye little hills like lambs. He said, tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the God of Harvest Word Assembly. Some of us don't understand these things. Tremble at the presence of the Lord. So when you are a constant, you know, giver of praise to God, you carry his presence per second on a daily basis. Where you go, you just begin to demonstrate God's presence. God's people will just look at you and they will see the glory of the Lord, you know, radiating around your life. Like I said, it's praising God is one of the greatest challenges of every believer, because you don't see any reason to praise God. But when you can think back, you can thank God. When you can think, you can thank God. If you think of the things that the Lord has done for you, 10 years from today, 5 years from today, you are not where you used to be. It's so simple and minute, but we undermine those things. Praise the Lord. God is saying, because I dwell in praise, obstacles give way without sweat. You don't need to sweat. Obstacles will just begin to give way. They will just begin to clear for you. Sometimes some decisions will be taken and the person that is an obstacle to your destiny may not even be there. Or you will hand over the decision taken to somebody else. Like the way Pharaoh handed over decision to Joseph. And Joseph will take decision in your favor. That's when you say obstacle. And before they know, they wake up. This thing has happened. It has already been stamped. It can't go back. Praise the Lord. He said, when you praise God, God ride on the wings of praise to manifest. Every time you are praising God, immediately barriers are removed. And if God is with you, what destroy others will clear for you in the name of Jesus.
I said, if God is with you, what destroy others will clear for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise is the language of faith. You are doing, if you look at Joshua chapter 6 and verse 1 to 5, God gave them an instruction. Most time we want to see the testimony, receive the testimony, hold the testimony, and we now begin to praise God. Come and see what the Lord has done. No. Before it happens, you are dancing. That's what they call happening dance. Before you see the testimony, you are already celebrating. You are already praising God. Lord, I thank you for this job. Lord, I thank you for this elevation. Lord, I thank you for my wife. Lord, I thank you for my baby. Lord, I thank you for everything that you have not seen yet. Hallelujah. Like I said, it's one of the most difficult things that every believer wants to engage in. It is impossible to please God without faith. That's why I wrote down here that faith, praise is a language of faith. When you praise God from your heart, you respond through faith. It works in toughest situations. Great battles have been fought and won through praise. Praising God, you find out that battles are won without sweat. Let's see 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 15. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 15. I'll just jump a few verses. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 15. It said, and he said, hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Be not afraid of the selection process. Be not afraid of what is going on in your organization, in your business space. Be not afraid, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord. Many of us carry our faces as though we can fight a single battle. But this instruction says, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude. There is always going to be opposition. And I want you to understand that the opposition is necessary, because I came to realize that the opposition to me is my motivation. When there is no opposition for me, there is nothing to motivate me to get to the next level. So you don't be shy away from opposition. If you don't have opposition as a child of God, then know that you are not a light. Because the light shines in darkness, and darkness automatically gives way. But darkness will also want to come and dim that light. So as a believer, when you begin to see oppositions here and there, check it. You are in line with God, you are in alignment. What you don't just know is to switch into praise and begin to praise God for him to set, you know, confusion in the midst of the enemy. Now in verse 17, he said, you shall not need to fight in this battle. You have been praying for too long. God is saying you may not necessarily even need to pray. Just praise me. Just praise me. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself. Stand ye still and see what? The salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, stand ye still and see what? The salvation of the Lord. Now he said, oh Judah and Jerusalem, fear not. Be not dismayed. The reason why God keeps saying fear not, there is natural fear. Even me that I'm talking. Sometimes I will just wake up, my mind will just do boom. There was something I shared with the pastor and my wife. I didn't share with anybody. And for that period of 1 month, I was in serious torment. The devil was just using me to play caricature. Until then, when I came to last service, pastor now declared praise. Oh my God. I knew before, but as it was now an opportunity for me to just key into it from wherever I was. Even when I even see my own friends call, my mind will do, and the man noticed. He said, ah, why are you like? I said, oh God, don't worry. I'm human. Praise the Lord. He said, and Jehoshaphat, verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Verse 19 said, and the Levites and the children of Kohathites and the children of Kohites stood to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice. With a loud voice. That has to do with high praise. High praise. Praise that you are not ashamed of the next door neighbor.
I've been planning to buy sound system since I just got one. And when I increase it, my wife will just come and reduce it. I say, leave her for me. It's my money. I will increase it today. And I started praising God. I will just play messaging. And I will just be praising God, praising God, praising God. And that helps me this season. Because most time when you are in your downtime, you may not even have the words to speak or to say. Praise the Lord. In verse 20, he said, and they arose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, hear me. Hear me, O house of Harvestwood Assembly. Hear me. Hear me. Most times you don't hear. Most times some things just block, challenges just make us deaf. You may come to church and the word has gone forth. It's natural. Scriptural. Scriptural. He says, the sower went to sow the seed. Some fell on good ground. Some fell on thorns and all of that. So some people may even live here today and get instant blessing. While some of us may go and still be in the same pain, the same issue. He said, hear me. I underline this in my Bible. Hear me, oh Judah. Oh, Harvestwood Assembly. And ye inhabitants of Harvestwood Assembly. He said, believe in the Lord your God. Have faith in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. He said, have faith. Believe in his prophets. So shall you what? Prosper. That's just simple. We can end this sermon with this scripture. He said, believe in his prophet. If the prophet of God have told you this is a season of praise, you don't even need to forget. As you are in the office, thank God for earpiece, you can just be sailing on high wings. And they'll be asking, what's going on? But something is happening in the spirit. Now in verse 21, he said, and when he had consulted the people, he appointed singers. Very, very important. He appointed singers because I can't sing. He appointed singers unto the Lord. And that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercies endures forever. Verse 22, finally. And when they began to sing and praise the Lord, what happened? The Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Seir, which were come against the children of God. And they were smitten. When I was looking at this scripture, God just explained this quickly to me. We have Russia, America, and one other powerful nation. You can imagine that nation. Russia, America, and another powerful nation, right? Let's say China. Can we do China or North Korea? Okay, let's use North Korea. You have Russia, America, and North Korea fighting against Gabon. Now, see, let's look at it now. It's in scripture. If you look at it in another translation, you will see that these three nations were mighty. He said, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay them and to destroy them. So you have, let's say, Russia and America came together now to fight North Korea. And after we have three people fighting against one person. Let's keep that in mind. We have Russia, China, and North Korea now. We have Russia, China, and America fighting against Gabon. They want to wage war against Gabon, a small nation. But what did the Lord do? The Lord put two nations, two mighty nations, first of all, to destroy one third nation, which is, let's say, Russia and China, to destroy America. Just have that biblical imagination in your mind. After they had destroyed America, they now began to fight within themselves. So Gabon was just relaxing. Gabon was just relaxing because the Lord now set utter confusion in the midst of the enemy. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. A young man that I know so much got a strange elevation in the workplace. Strange, very strange. He has been there for like 4 years and 7 months. And this is an elevation that would have taken him, let's say, 10 years. But what happened? The Yaloja that will sit on it handed over that thing to somebody else. So she was not part of it. And the moment the whole exercise was done, the young man was appointed. The enemies of that young man rose up their head. They say, how? How can this thing be? Oh, you went for this interview. You didn't tell anybody. Who will tell? If I want to leave my organization, I will tell my boss.
the boy was now saying, but this thing was published now. They didn't see it. They didn't see it coming. And the Lord arranged everything for this young man to become a junior management staff from a junior staff. Bicoted, principal, senior level, one other level, straight to a top level. And after then, the enemy now woke up. What happened? What happened? It has already happened. He said, when men slept, the enemy goes to so die. So you, if you know that when you are sleeping, enemy is walking, what will you do? You will use that time to sleep, to do something that the enemy will not be able to counter. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. And for that young man, the enemy did not stop there. It came forcefully. So sometimes you may just happen. You may just wonder, why are things just going the wrong way? You have praised God. You have done the necessary things you need to do. But things are still just the way you don't expect. Now look at Exodus 15 and verse 11. It said, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Now, I try to imagine myself, why would scripture, you know, ask this? Now, do you know why scripture said this? Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Because every other god uses music to manifest. If you want to call down some demons in my tribe, you will start playing music. You will start playing music. You see them. Now, when I say my tribe, I combine my mother and my father's tribe. You see them, some of them, they will use their head, hit the ground, and they will get up again. What kind of a thing is that? That's demonic manifestation. You will see some of them begin to use knife to manifest, cut themselves, and nothing will happen. So the same way God uses praise to manifest, the enemy also try to do something that is fake. Now, he said, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee? You are glorious in holiness, and you are what? Fearful in praises. You do wonders every time the children of God praise you. You do wonders. There's a song that says, you do mighty things, you do glorious things, you're a faithful God, awesome is your name. You do wonders. He said, praise does not cost much, I wrote this down, but accomplish more. Praise does not cost much, but accomplish more. When you engage in heartfelt praise, you provoke God's intervention to bring to bear what you cannot do for yourself. Pastor Femi has dealt more on through worship. Just borrow that idea and bring it to heartfelt praise. Heartfelt praise means when you are praising God with an agenda at the back of your mind. Most times I like that song. Oh, yeah, I will just be doing my hand like this, like as if I have a target. God, this is what I'm targeting. You know? So when you praise God, don't just come casually. Let something be in your heart that says, God, after this season, let this and this and this and this be changed in my life. Let these obstacles be rolled away permanently in my life. And so shall it be. He said, make sure your heart is involved. Some of us, our heart is not involved. We just dance. Make sure, what helps me? Oh, I don't know. We might have our own different strategy. What helps me a lot is that when I praise God, I remember. I think. I go back down memory lane, and it's very easy for me to just remember very fast. And when I remember one thing, you see me, I just change step. And when I remember another thing, I just smile and I change step. Because when I think of the goodness of the Lord in my life and all he has done for me, 2017, we had a prayer conference here, if I'm not mistaken. 2017, we had a prayer conference. That was one of my trying moments as a Christian. Pastor Omi will often see me and say, Pastor Barry, are you okay? I'll say, I'm okay. But that okay is just in my face. I will just try and make my face strong. I'm okay, I'm fine. That was one of the trying moments. But after that prayer conference, I think it ended with praise. After I surrendered myself in the altar of praise, I saw God began to move in my direction. The Lord, and when you praise God, you hear him. That's another thing you must know. You don't only hear God alone through his word. Well, as a Christian, you must have the word in your heart. Then know how to pray. Then know how to praise. When you praise God, you hear him clearly. He will tell you, this is the way you should go. Walk here in it. Hallelujah. Psalm 47 and verse 7 says, praise him with understanding. That is, you are dancing with a target. Praise him with understanding. Sometimes your waist will be paining you, but you are dancing and shaking that waist. Say, Lord, after this dance, this pain must vanish. After this step that I give, this pain must vanish. After this dance, whoever torments me in my workplace must give way. In the name of Jesus, the stone will be rolled away. In the mighty name of Jesus. Acts of Apostles 16 and verse 25, as I begin to jump to round up. Acts of Apostles 16 and verse 25. Now, talking about Paul and Silas in verse 25. He said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Now, midnight, for some of us, may not necessarily be the time of the day. It can be some time that we are thinking, oh God, what have I gotten myself into? Why am I into this mess? Can this, you know, battle ever end in my life? That's a midnight experience. You are just wondering, I've been toiling for so long. What, God, I need you now or else I die. Some of us will say, God, I need you now or else I will just give in. Or else I will give up. You have your boss that have been disturbing you, telling you, man of God, if you don't show up, I will give in to this guy. That's not what we are talking about. But we have this midnight experience where every door seems as if it's locked. You turn here, no way. You turn here, no way. And you are looking at, look up and you look down, no way. And you say, God, I need you to save me in this situation. So Paul and Silas, scripture said, Acts 16 verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They prayed. Scripture now put comma. And sang praises unto God. And what happened? The prisoners heard them. I don't know why scripture will add some things that are not serious. Is it the prisoner that will open the gate? The prisoners heard them. Scripture added it for emphasis. Because it was not a timid praise. They were shouting, what a marvelous! The enemy must hear. He has done marvelous things for me. Some of us, we want to wait until God has done the marvelous things. Abi, they will now begin to. They were shouting. The prisoners heard them. No, the prisoners is not in the prison. And if you look like a man like Paul, they did not just put him in the outer prison. I imagined because he has been terrorizing them even before he got born again. He was a hardened criminal. Now he's not born again. He's not hardened for Christ. He's now telling them to their face for Christ. So that kind of a man, they will put him in the innermost inner court. Maybe if there is an underground prison, they will put him there. But the Bible says they began to praise God. They began to praise God. Even in that midnight experience, they began to shout aloud. They began to praise God. And the prisoners heard them. That is to say, like I said, it was to me an high praise. He said, and suddenly, verse 26. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Hi! I wrote down here, the Lord, the Bible says, the Lord reigneth, let the earth what tremble. Whatever has been holding you down, as you engage in deliberate praise to the Lord, that thing will begin to tremble. In the name of Jesus. Scripture says, God reigns over your matter. Let the earth what tremble. Who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Who art thou, O mountain, before the harvest word assembly? That's how I do it when I study scripture. Who art thou, O mountain, before me? Before the Baron Michael family. Who art thou, O mountain? Who are you? 2019, I had served, you know, I like sharing these things because it makes me praise God. Sorry, I'm sharing a lot. 2019, I had served a dear uncle of mine, served him. It was not an official serving anyway, but I served. Because after my master's, I was still mopping parlor. I was still cleaning. I was still cooking for somebody. That was when I learned how to cook all the 8 different types of soup then. I served in 2019. If the man was to say he will release me, he would have settled me. But it was not official. And I don't care. I don't need it. But something happened. It was 2014 to 2019 I did that service. I mean, 2015 to 2014. I can't remember then. 2015 to 2019 rather. But I know it was like 3 or 4 years. I served him with all my heart. What happened? It just, you know, some people, when they see that you are at the brink of your breakthrough, it was time. I said, release me, Oga. I told him, I went to him. I said, I want to go. He even told me in 2016, you can't worship in this church. In 2016, he said, you either follow me to my church. Because my brother is a pastor in Lagos here. He's a Jew. And God did not send me to my brother's church. Because when God said, come here, I move immediately. My brother was offended, kind of, but I had to explain to him. We settled that. So my uncle thought I was going to my brother's church. That's why he left me when I moved to it. But then I told him, no, I'm going to Harvest Word Assembly. No, it was not an issue. He said, no, no, if you have to choose or else you leave my house. I had already decided in 2016 I was going to leave. But finally, somehow, he just left me and I was worshiping here, getting blessed. And 2019, he did that 2 weeks ago, leave my house. Can you be toiling with a fool? Ebu. Leave my house. I will beg him. Did that 2016, I knelt down. I begged. Did I humanize? No. Did I steal your money? No. I will even guard your things. 2019, he came with another rubbish reason. Leave my house. No problem. I packed my things in the midnight and I left. That was the turning point of my life. Because after I left his house in December 1st, January 16, I got this job. So what have I been doing there? The Lord opened my eyes through praise in that night. Because I praised God all through that night as I was packing. I was praising the Lord. I saw this document. I dusted it. I was praising the Lord. And one thing Pastor told me, he said, diamonds don't last forever. I don't need to share the details after that. He said, diamonds don't last forever. And he said, he has just pushed you into God's hand. So just embrace it. Hallelujah. And that, I'm just saying this because that night I couldn't cry. I'm really crying. Like I cry most times when I'm in the presence of the Lord. I couldn't pray. So I just started praising God. Where do I go from here? God has already spoken to me. Say rent an apartment. I did. Get phone. I did. Guess what? I had an apartment somewhere. So when he said move, I just moved. So when you praise God, you hear him clearly. God may be with you, or God may be in you and with you, but may not manifest, or may not show his mighty acts. You stir him up through praise, to appreciation. There is nobody that you will give somebody and the person will keep thanking you. You will not be moved to give more. My wife sent something to one of our secretaries through me. I sent it. And the lady was just thanking my wife. I didn't know when I said, don't worry, you'll get another one. I didn't even know when it came out. I said, don't worry, you will get another one. So if you can praise, just try it. Go and meet your boss and keep praising him, keep thanking him. Some of them will see it as eye service, but you know that you are just doing your thing. I don't know when I told the lady, she said, this is the first gift, and I know, because most times when you are in the office, you don't get anything. You are just there, people will just come. She said, this is the first major gift she has gotten in her life that my wife sent to her. And I said, without taking permission from my wife, I said, don't worry, you will get another one. So if a common man can be so, you know, appreciative when you praise them, how much more our God? Paul understood the mystery of praise, and Paul said to Silas, Silas, we have prayed. Now let us switch. So most time when you have prayed for too long, it is time to switch. When you pray, God answers, and when you praise God, God comes down himself. I'm not saying God will not answer you, so don't twist it. When you pray, God picks up the call and says, my son, what do you want? But when you praise God, he comes down. And when he comes down, you can have fellowship with him. You can tell him that long list you want to tell him because you can't talk too much on the call. Am I saying something? So when you pray, you see that God answers you. He picks up the call. But when you praise him from the depth of your heart, like I said, it's easier for men to praise men because of the immediate benefits. If someone will come here now, you will see so many people that will round him. But God is here. And God is saying, all I want for you to do is to acknowledge the fact that I'm God in your life and give me due praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise opened all doors. We have seen that in Acts of Apostles chapter 16 and verse 26, where all the prison doors were just open, great earthquake and all of that. And as we praise God, every door that is shut against you will begin to open in the name of Jesus. We'll just do this in 5 minutes. Choir will appoint just 2 singers. Don't worry, it's nothing. What you sang in first service is okay. 2 singers stand in front of you. So in case, you know, one is tired, the other will just pick up. Or you can just do it interchangeably. We are going to praise God this afternoon. And as we praise God, you will see barriers are going to be lifted. Mountains are going to be leveled. That thing that has troubled you, check that area that you are having pain in your body. That lump, whatever. That cannot stand the atmosphere of praise that the Lord is set to experience with us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Finally, praise brings down divine multiplication. Praise brings down divine multiplication. Psalm 67 and verse 5 to 6. Psalm 67 and verse 5 to 6. He said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield an increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. Ha. So if you are a businessman, please, if you are a businessman, even if you are doing a job, you can also be a businessman. Because I heard something, say your salary is supposed to be used for business, to increase. Because when you have a job, you put that small money, and it just begins to multiply for you. He said, and then shall the earth yield an increase, and God, even our God, will bless us. So when you begin to praise God, you get ready for divine multiplication. Jesus lifted up his voice and said, Lord, I thank you for 2 fish and 5 loaves, right? He thanked God. And what happened? There was divine multiplication. Praise the Lord. And at the tomb of Lazarus, if you study the life of this man, Jesus, you understand that he's full of thanks. He's just full of thanksgiving. Why? He prayed all through the night. So when he's confronted with the demon, he doesn't need to, he just gives thanks. He said, Lord, I know you because you hear me always, 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 always. He gives thanks. Praise the Lord. Choir, you can come to the altar. We're going to just do this in 5 minutes, hot praise. And you will see that whatever has been holding you bound, they will naturally begin to give way. In the name of Jesus. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 17 to 19. Finally, Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. Hallelujah. Media, please help us so that others can. Okay, praise God. Habakkuk 3, 17 to 19. He said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, although that job, that assignment, that business that you have been thinking will be like this, be like this, be like this, it has not materialized to what you expect. Although what you have trusted God for has not come to pass, it's enough reason for you to be weak. Delay weakens faith. Go and ask Abraham. When Abraham waited, these scriptures are for us to learn. It's not to tell you that Abraham did this. Abraham has waited and waited and waited. Even when Sarah will say, and most times that thought for him to have another wife will come to his mind, he will just shed it off. But when Sarah said, go ahead. Me, you see, when your wife tells you, I am with you, there are some decisions I took and my wife did not know. I land in so trouble. And I thank God for wisdom because we men, we have coconut head. She will not come and scatter my ego. She will just say, but you would have told me now. If you had told me, I would have helped you to look, construct this thing and just send it. If you want to do, if you want, I will just do it. Like, just don't, I bet, just wait first. It has happened, it has happened. But most times, when your wife is backing you on a matter, you will go into that matter with full confidence. For Sarah to tell Abraham, don't worry, take, that's why Abraham yield. Why? Because delay. Delay has weakened his faith. He is a man of faith. But what happened? Delay. So I'm not a Christian that we want to experience delay in my spiritual walk with God. Mba. Why? See, I love Pastor Wenga so much because he operates in the prophetic. Where I'm coming from in Port Harcourt, we operate in faith. So when I carry my faith and I merge with the prophetic I've been experiencing here, oh, that is bomb blast. Ooh, that is too much for the enemy to take. When I started worshiping in Harvest Word Assembly, I started dreaming dreams. I don't dream all those dreams before, prophetic dreams. I saw a dream. My mother was backing me. Even in 2013, my mother was backing me in the dream, and one shoe was missing. Do you know what that dream means? You need to find out. That is like if she was backing me after my master's degree, and as a baby of 1 year or 2 years, one shoe was now missing, and I was just wearing one shoe. It's a normal thing for you to see a child that misplaced one of his shoes, right? But when I began to inquire of the Lord, what is the meaning of this dream? It was when 2013, when I now started worshiping here, Pastor began to speak some words into my life, and I remember that dream. That is a prophetic delay in my journey. Because in that 2013, I was just toiling until. So, dreams, visions, and prophecies, very key for any believer. Now, he said, although the fig tree may not blossom, neither shall the fruits be in the vine. Hey, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. How can your field not yield fruit? How can your job not yield anything meaningful? You just collect salary, and people are there to collect those salary from you. They will just tell you, oh, sorry, oh, my daughter needs operation. Oh, she swallow needle. She swallow this. Before you receive that salary, some people just time my salary date, and they just call me. Those things are spiritual. So you can't do anything with your salary anymore. You can't invest. You can't plan. Your plan is in your plan. When they are walking, when they have two hands and two legs, they'll say, I have that uncle, I have him. He said, the field yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no head for the store. He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. The Lord God is our strength. And he will make my feet like his feet. And he will make me to walk upon high places. Oh my God. He will make us to walk upon where? I don't want to go into that teaching of his feet. Maybe some preacher will preach about it sometime. But if you study that animal, you will see how that animal moves and grab things, not staggering, not wavering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed this morning? If you have been blessed, shout a thunderous hallelujah. Okay, we can have the backup singer come up. I mean, just to be able to lead them. We can have others. Praise the Lord, because we are going to be praising God in just 5 minutes, and I will take my seat. Praise God with a focus. Focus. There is something you are trusting God for. It may not be you. It may be your family member. But there is something that your heart is leaning towards. Put that at the back of your mind or in your palm and begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Choir, please.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come and join me, sing hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh.